Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item on the agenda is white-tailed deer season changes to buck only in hunting districts 122 and 130. Now, this is a final. It was not on the December commission meeting agenda because these came up during regional meetings with sportsmen and other people in Region 1. So the proposal is to change the white-tailed deer regulations in hunting districts 122 and 130 from two antlered buck only during the general season based on public input. It changes the current season up there is regulation is the first week is either sex district-wide, and then the last week is either sex on private land. So there is some antlerless opportunity and a general license up there. This proposal would make that buck only, antlered buck only, for the entire season in these two hunting districts. I would say that the previous two winters, you will remember last winter in particular, was a very nasty one, especially up in Region 1, and the previous winter was not that much better, slightly better. So the previous two winters have been very, very difficult for deer up in Region 1, deep snow, cold temperatures. This has resulted in a lower than average fawn recruitment. So these are designed to protect some of the does and increase fawn recruitment. Regional staff in Region 1 did host public meetings in Kalispell, Libby, Trout Creek, and Eureka, presented the information about deer populations and population trends, harvest data, and discussed deer management with those in attendance. And combined, those meetings totaled about 150 people who, in general, supported this proposal, the proposal for these two hunting districts. So with that, I would say again that this is a final now. This was not presented in December, but is a final at this meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Boyd. Do we have a motion?
I move the commission adopt the 2019 white-tailed deer hunting regulations for antlered buck only during the general season for hunting districts 122 and 130 as presented by FWP, and that all other aspects of the deer season remain unchanged unless addressed in other proposals.
A second.
Okay, we have a motion, a second, on the white-tailed deer proposal for regions HD 122 and 130. Any questions or comments from the commission before we open up to public comment?
I'd just like to say one thing, and you know, a number of times, you know, when we've been talking about rivers and uses and restricting some rivers and overloading other rivers and one thing and another, I had a good conversation yesterday with a man who lives out by Kyla, and he's a wildlife biologist by education and experience, and a landowner there and also up in the Malta area. But his concern was that, you know, by taking these two areas, you know, and essentially he thinks the last week of the general season, you know, which has been an either sex thing. A lot of people go out and they want to fill the freezer. That's their chance to get a piece of venison, you know, to have when the rest of the season is kind of evaporated without any success. So he's concerned about moving those people in the Kalispell area, you know, and that more populated part of that district or that region, sending them over on his property and his neighbor's properties. And, you know, they already got enough and they're not looking for any more. So his concern was that, you know, that you know, the people in Region 1, Mr. Anderson and crew, they look at maybe a little more presence in some of these other areas where the season is going to remain open. He's not trying to stop what needs to be done biologically, but he certainly has a concern about where the overflow is going, because it's not going to be in 122 and 130. So it was a good comment, and I really thought I appreciated that comment.
Thank you, Commissioner Aldridge. Further comment? Any public comment? Commissioner Wolf.
Chairman Vermillion, Director Williams, members of the commission, it's a pleasure to be here once again. It's kind of nice being on this side of the microphone. But I would like to make just a few very brief comments specifically on Hunting District 130, which is the district that I'm very familiar with. I've hunted that district for about 25 consecutive years, and the last 2 years I have spent most of the entire general rifle season out in the field in Hunting District 130. And as the presentation laid out, there are a number of hunters that hunt Unit 130 that were concerned over the last couple of years about the additional mortality that was being placed on the female segment of the herd as a result of two really tough winters. And the fact that we do have Unit 130, a very predator-rich environment. Highway 83 goes right up and down the valley, and there's hundreds of white-tailed deer that are killed by vehicles every winter. And I talked to quite a few resident, and when I say resident, folks that live and work their entire year in the Swan Valley during the hunting season last year, and I did not find a single conservation-minded hunter that supported continuing the antlerless harvest in Unit 130 at this time. So a number of us reached out to the biologist in Region 1, Neil Anderson and Jesse Coltrane, expressed our concerns to him, and I just wanted to say I'm really, really pleased that Neil and Jesse took to heart the comments of the local hunters, the folks that have spent many, many years hunting that area. And they acknowledged that there was legitimate concern there. They pulled these public meetings together in Region 1. And I'm just here to say that I fully support the department's recommendation for Hunting District 130. And I would say that all of my fellow hunting colleagues that I interact with in Hunting District 130 would feel the same. That's not to say that there's folks out there that hunt 130 that would like to see a continuation of antlerless harvest, but I sure didn't run into any of them this last hunting season. So thank you very much, and again, my compliments to the folks in Region 1 for addressing this issue.
Thank you, Gary. Further public comment here in Helena before we move to Kalispell. If there's any public, so we'll go to Kalispell.
Okay, so you can state your name and where you're from.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. My name is Don Reed, and I have been a resident of Hunting District 102 since 1980. And I want to thank Jim for mentioning that I'd spoken with him earlier on my concerns. Again, I am a background as a biologist. I work for Alaska Fish and Game and also locally here for Montana Fish and Game in the late 70s, early 80s. And my biggest concern, I've seen the deer population over the time I've lived out there, and it's been much higher in the past, and it's had its ups and downs like white-tailed deer populations do have. But at this point, when we have a low population, if we transfer more pressure onto the remaining districts that are open the last week of the season, we don't have a problem with deer numbers where we live. We have a problem with hunter pressure. And I know maybe this year we can't change it, but I'd like to look in the future where we eliminate that last week of antlerless hunting just on private lands. If we're going to have antlerless hunting, let's do it region-wide and relieve the pressure where we have, because we have had problems out there. And I thank you very much again for your time. And again, Jim, thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you. Thank you for the public comment. Any public comment from the commission before we vote? I'd only thank Jim and Neil for working on this and coming up with this proposal kind of at an off, you know, it's kind of off cycle, so to speak. But it's important for people to know that when the department hears a concern, sees a concern, that it responds. So thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Shoulder.